Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our Lessons in Carols Chapel. We're very excited for the day. This is an amazing season of celebration. Thank you. It is. Tis the season. Well done. Tis the season of celebration. And we do celebrate as we lead up to our Lord's birth. However, this morning I do need to make an announcement for us this morning, and I will offer prayer this morning for our sister school, River Oaks Baptist School, as they've experienced a loss last night. And some of you who have gone to River Oaks Baptist in your previous schooling might have known Deborah Crump, and a few of you may have gotten to know her. She was a nurse at River Oaks Baptist School who passed away last night. And so we're going to pray for the school community there and for their family. And if you're close to that or part of that school or close to that family, if you knew them, after our service today, after our chapel today, if you want to come up and pray, we'll be doing that. We'd be glad to pray with you. Love to be a part of that with you in that journey. So let me pray, and then Lisa's going to share with us what we're going to do. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we do come today to celebrate, and it's a great day of celebration. It's a great season of celebration, and yet in the midst of our celebrating, there are those who are experiencing sadness and sorrow. And Lord, you are so familiar with that you are a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And so we join together today with our brothers and sisters at River Oaks Baptist School, and with the family, the Crump family, and those who are close to them. Lord, we join with them today in lifting them up in this particular season. This will be a season of challenge for them. I pray, Lord, that you would surround them with your Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would lift them up, that they would be lifted up because of the body of Christ around them, and that they would know your presence in a real way. And Lord, I just pray that your gospel would go out, even in loss, that the truth of the good news, that there is living hope to be found in you, that would be lifted up. So we lift up our brothers and sisters at River Oaks, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll be a present help in their time of need. In Christ's name, amen.
All right, as you know, today we're going to be having our Lessons in Carols Chapel. It's the first time we've done this at Houston Christian. And Lessons in Carols is a wonderful seasonal tradition that's gone on for years and years. And we do it in the season of Advent before Christmas to prepare our hearts. And I think you're really going to enjoy hearing beautiful songs from our choir today, hearing from our readers, and just being able to reflect and just rest today in chapel as you get to be drawn into the story of Christmas. And so some of you may not be familiar with a responsive readings. We're going to have two responsive readings today in our program. And the little key to being aware of the responsive readings, Ian Hopper will be reading both of them. So when Ian's up here, pay a little attention that you may get to have some responsive readings alongside with Ian. And all the words will be up on the screen, so you'll be able to respond accordingly. And you'll also be able to read along with the readers, because we'll put the words up behind us on the screen. So I just hope that today is a time of rest for you, and that you can just enjoy a beautiful chapel experience led by our choir, and you're going to really, really enjoy today. So let's welcome our readers to start off this morning's chapel.
Preparation for worship. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Isaiah 61.
Could it be true, this Bethlehem story of a creator descending to be born on one small place? If so, it is a story like no other. Little wonder, a choir of angels broke out in spontaneous song, disturbing not only a few shepherds, but the entire universe. Philip Yancey.
What did Jesus truly bring? If he didn't bring peace to the world, well-being for all in a better world? The answer is simple, God. He brought God.
Pope Benedict XVI.
All praise to thee, eternal Lord, clothed in a garb of flesh and blood, choosing a manger for thy throne, while worlds and worlds are thine alone. A little child, thou art our guest, that weary ones in thee may rest, forlorn and lowly in thy birth, that we may rise to heaven from earth. Please stand. Call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness before the nations.
The first lesson, the Lord pronounces judgment upon Satan and promises the Redeemer to come from the seed of the woman. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman,
"What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
God promises faithfully Abraham that in his seed all nations of the earth will be blessed. If the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and with righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Please join us in singing Silent Night.
Silent
The third lesson, the peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with iniquity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Join us in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
The peace of God, come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. The peace of the Lord will be always with you.
The fourth lesson, the future glory for God's people is revealed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
Thank you.
The fifth lesson, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who is with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
The sixth lesson, the shepherds go to the manger. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among with those whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Oh. Seventh lesson, St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Please stand for the final song.
Please join us in singing Joy to the World.
Well, what a blessing. Thank you so much. There's a number of folks who helped make today really happen and possible. Certainly, Mr. Bella and Mr. Ousley, thank you so much for leading us. Hey, let's thank our choir for helping lead us in music. And thank our readers, the folks who came up and read for us. Let's thank them as well. And we can't leave out our wonderful band, percussionist, drumline. Our Nigerian friend, J.P. Hennessy. Get to know him. Well done. And you also need to know that really the person who orchestrated all of this along with Mr. Ousley was Lisa Porter. So let's thank Lisa. Thanks, Lisa. Before I pronounce our benediction, Lisa has a couple of announcements for us, and then we'll stand in a moment for our benediction. So, Lisa.
All right. Our first announcement is if you want to see more of this incredible music, this upcoming Monday at 7 p.m., the Fine Arts are having their Christmas program. So if you want to see the Nigerian Christmas Carol again and much more, please come Monday at 7 p.m. to see more from the Fine Arts Department. It will be amazing. All right, a couple of things. We are going to dismiss you early. I know it's a tragedy, so I believe lunch will be ready at noon for you. So Link has set that up so that lunch will be ready. So when we dismiss, you can go on over to the Student Center. Also, next week is our final chapel of the semester. Can you believe it? And it will be a very fun chapel. We're going to have a Christmas chapel. We ask you to come dressed in your finest, funnest Christmas sweater. We saw quite a number of interesting sweaters at D Groups this Monday, so I know that you are able to find some rather lovely Christmas sweaters. And I believe it will be colder next week, so it's going to be a fun chapel. Wear your Christmas sweaters. And last but not least, I just want to ask the River Oaks Baptist students that went there to please come up to the front at the end just so we can share a couple things with you. So please come forward. Now let's stand for the benediction.
May he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you. You're dismissed. Thanks. So...